Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. It's Tuesday morning, Thankful Tuesdays, as some of my friends like to refer to it. Well, I'm absolutely thankful and grateful, and welcome to my awesome Tuesday morning co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin. Welcome.
Good morning to you, and welcome to our guests.
What's going on, Professor? How'd it go?
I got a new phone, and I'm still working with it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I know. I tell you, with the kids, see, they get the phone, and they throw away the instruction manual, you know. I'm still reading mine.
Okay, well. Did you have the number? Okay, well, you got in. That's what's important.
Yeah, well, I had the number in my other phone, and then I had to switch it over. That was the problem. But I'm on board right now.
Well, wonderful. Good. So as lots of things are happening, and we certainly do have to talk absolutely about some good things coming up. This is a great time to be talking about the topic that you're talking about, and we want to get right into it because I know time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
So it's over. So welcome to those of you who are tuned in to the show again today. Thank you so much for joining us each and every morning here at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today we have our special guest who's with us each and every Tuesday, who is bringing us discussion from different books these books will empower you, these books will inspire you, they will motivate you to move forward. So we are so happy and blessed to have. So if you're ready to move forward, let's get
Yes, please, no doubt about it.
Yes, we're ready to move forward. Got to keep moving forward. Okay, Terry, tell us about today's book and topic, and I can't wait to hear. I can see, and those of you who are on Facebook, we can get a little glimpse, excerpt about the topic and what your discussion is. So just let those that are not on Facebook know what it's all about.
Okay, yeah. Again, I just want to say that this book that I'm going to discuss today is so very important, because I find out with success, it's really a matter of repetition. And that's why I believe wholeheartedly that success is a habit. Like, you know, when you get up in the morning, you have your particular ritual to get you started and sort of bring you through your day. I think with successful people, and we all are successful, I think that it's just different levels of success. And with the program that we have here every Tuesday, I'm trying to help people to take success to the ultimate level, take it as far as you can possibly take it, But the thing is that we really need help. You know, I think, Lisa, you really hit it on the nail when you talked about entrepreneurs and all about entrepreneurs. But another thing that I like that you're doing is also, Les Brown says that you need coaching. You know, it's good to have all this information, to have all this wisdom and all this knowledge, but you have to bring it to the next level. But I think the next level is what I call the action step. Okay, you can have all the information, all the knowledge, but unless you take that action step, you're not going to be able to really realize the things that are waiting here for you. You know, it's just so sad is that I'm at the age where I'm looking back over my life, and I see a lot of my friends and colleagues at the same age, and I see that they're not doing as well as they probably could because they're not learning new things, they're not taking in new information. I think with this whole thing with that the mind has to be constantly be renewed in every day. And I'd like to start today's discussion of the book, and it's a book entitled The One Thing, and the subtitle that says Surprisingly Simple Truth Beyond Extraordinary Results. That's The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And this is by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan. That's Gary Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R, with Jay Papasan, P-A-P-A-S-A-N. And these authors are amazing in terms of putting this book together. And I find that these books, and especially these new books, and it's really, I find for myself, I'm reading a whole lot more business books than ever before. But I'm reading them because, again, I'm really about my business, but I'm also about coaching other people. And sometimes you got to talk to people in a language that they can understand. And I want to reference another book before I get into the book, The One Thing. And it's really one of my favorite books. I mean, I don't know about you, Lisa, but there's some books I have that it seems every year or maybe every other year I read these books again. And when I say read these books again, I read them from beginning to end. And one of my favorite books, a book that I've had since 2000, is a book entitled The Power of Focus, How to Hit Your Business, Personal, and Financial Targets with Absolute Certainty. That's The Power of Focus, How to Hit Your Business, Personal, and Financial Targets with Absolute Certainty. And I like the book because it covers so many areas, and it has three authors, as a matter of fact. The authors of the book, The Power of Focus, are Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Hewitt. And these three authors have given me really a tool to focus my energies and a tool to really bring into existence the thing that I want. Now, this was written in 2000, and I always look for books that sort of update information that I had before. And this book that just came out, this was published in 2013, and it's a book that updates the whole idea of the power of focus. And what I like to do, I like to go to page 243 of The Power of Focus and let that lead me into the new book. And so I like to read from this page 243. And this is in the book written by a man named Ed Foreman. Now, at the time, he was the president of the Dallas-based Executive Development System. And he talks about what he calls the someday syndrome. And I want you to listen to this very carefully, Lisa, and also our listeners, because, again, a lot of us, we have so much potential, but I got to go back to what you were talking about before, Lisa. You must release your power. I mean, you got the power. The power is in your hand. It's in your mind. It's in your heart. It's in your spirit. But you have to release it because it's like being selfish. You have all the candy for yourself, and you don't want to share with anybody. Now, the only thing about that, now you got all the candy. Now, if you eat all the candy, you're going to get cavities and you're going to get sick. But if you share it, everybody can be happy. Everybody has some candy. But the thing is, we don't release the power because we procrastinate. And one of the things about procrastination, it feels good, but it doesn't produce any value. Okay? And so, again, this is the someday syndrome, and this is from Ed Foreman. He says, and I quote, "Someday, when I grow up, finish school, and get a job, I'll start living my life the way I want. Someday, after the mortgage is paid off, the finances are on track, and the kids are growing up, I'll drive that new car and take exciting trips abroad. Someday, not that I'm about to retire, I'll buy that beautiful motorhome and travel across this great country and see all there is to see someday." Someday. And I always, when I'm speaking, I ask the audience, what is someday? I know there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but when is someday? And for many people, someday never happens. They're waiting. They got their thing on the trigger of success, but they don't pull it. They don't release their power because they're waiting for someday. And for many people, I tell them, it doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to start something. And this concept, this power of focus, is so powerful because, again, I read this book in 2000, and I'm the type of person, I don't just read these books, but I try to put these books into my reality and into my world. And so the concept of power of focus has been amplified to the, I would say, the uppermost degree in this book that I'm about to discuss called The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. Because in The One Thing on page 9, it takes the whole concept of the power of focus another step further. And it says, and I quote, if everyone has the same number of hours in a day, why do some people seem to get so much more done than others? How do they do more, achieve more, earn more, have more? If time is the currency of achievement, then why are some able to cash in the allotment for more chips than others? The answer is that they make getting to the heart of things the heart of the approach. They go small. When you want the absolute best chance to succeed at anything you want, your approach should always be the same. Go small. Going small is ignoring all the things that you could do and doing what you should do. It is recognizing that not all things matter equally and find the things that matter most. It's a tighter way to connect what you do with what you want. It's realizing that extraordinary results are directly determined by how narrow you make your focus. So again, narrow focus, more things done, okay? And it continues, and I quote, "Going small is a simple approach to extraordinary results, and it works. It works all the time, anywhere, and on anything. Why? Because it has only one purpose, to ultimately get you to the point. When you go as small as possible, you'll be staring at one thing, and that's the point." So again, go small really is the power of focus. It's focusing on the thing that you really want. You know, we talk about this society about multitasking, and multitasking is something that many, many people do. But what happens is that they don't really get the full benefit of the multitasking. In this particular book, The One Thing, it starts with a Russian proverb, and the proverb reads like this: "If you chase two rabbits, you will not catch either one." Okay? If you chase two rabbits, you won't catch either one. And what they're saying is that you really have to understand that you can't be all over the place. You can't be all things, all people. You have to really decide what you're going to focus your attention on, because in the final analysis, that's what makes the difference, not that you're all over the place. And I think one of the things, you have to learn how to say no. You know, it's the great legendary football coach Vince Lombardi says, "Success demands singleness of purpose. You have to focus on what you want." And the last thing that I want to talk about in this book and help us look at, it's a plan, okay? It's a plan for productivity. It's a plan for success. This is on page 201 of this book, The One Thing. And it says here, and I quote here, it says, "This is the highly productive person's daily energy plan." And again, a daily plan. And this is something that our readers might want to, our listeners might want to write down, because it's something I like to look at every day. It says here, number one, and this is for high energy people, for people who want to release their power in a very special way. Number one, meditate and pray for spiritual energy. Number two, eat right, exercise, and sleep sufficiently for physical energy. Number three, hug, kiss, and laugh with loved ones for emotional energy. Number four, set goals, plan, and calendar for mental energy. Step five, time block your one thing for business energy. Here's the productive secret of this plan. When you spend the early hours energizing yourself, you get pulled through the rest of your day with little additional effort. You're not focused on having a perfect day all day, but on having an energized start to each day. If you have a highly productive day until noon, the rest of the day falls easily into place. That's positive energy creating positive momentum. Structuring the early hours of each day is the simplest way to extraordinary results. And then he goes on to say that your environment supports your goals. For example, and this is the key thing he says here, your environment is simply who you see and what you experience every day. The people are familiar, the place is comfortable. You trust the elements of your environment and quite possibly even take them for granted, but be aware. And this, I think, is really important. Anyone and anything at any time can become a thief, diverting your attention away from your most important work and stealing your productivity right from under your nose. For you to achieve extraordinary results, the people surrounding you and your physical surroundings must support your goal. And I think that is so important that, you know, you have to have the environment that supports your goal. Oprah Winfrey said, and it's quoted here in the book, surround yourself only with people who are going to lift you higher. I want to say that again. Surround yourself only with people who are going to lift you higher. And this is from Oprah Winfrey, and she definitely does that because one of her good friends is Tyler Perry. And they have gotten together to produce original programming for Oprah's TV station. And so, again, it's about people coming together and working together. And, again, you know, it's something that we can all do. I mean, it's something that can happen. It's something that's possible. But I think we have to feed our mom the right things. I mean, again, you talk about our diet, and a lot of times we talk about food. But I like to talk about, especially on this program, is our mental diet, the things that we take into our minds, the things that we read, the things that help us move to the next level. So this book really is one that you really should get. It's called, again, The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And it's by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan. Again, a great book, a great help to those who really want to go to the next level because, again, it begins in the inside and it's reflecting on the outside by your actions, by your positive thinking, and also you building a network of people who really, really support you and support the things that you do. I'd like to end this part with a this is a quote from the book, and it's talking about planning your time. For example, this is they talk about Stephen King, and they quote Stephen King, and Stephen King is probably the most famous and prolific writer. He's written many, many books, and I'm sure over 50 books. And he says about his schedule. He says, Stephen King speaks. He says here, my own schedule is pretty clear cut. Mornings belong to whatever it is new. Current composition, afternoons for naps and letters, evenings for reading family, Red Sox games on TV, and my any revision that just cannot wait. Basically, mornings are my prime writing time. And so, again, in this particular book, they say that, you know what, they recommend that what you do when you start working is that you block out 4 hours a day for your most productive work, 4 hours a day. That's why if you get up early, you can finish your most productive day before 12 o'clock. So, again, block out 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day. And that would definitely put you in the position to really release your power and live the life that you were meant to live because you're definitely moving in the right direction.
Awesome, awesome, awesome book. Wow, the power of focus. Well, there was so much in your presentation on this book that, you know, can really, really help us from starting small, focusing on that one thing, not procrastinating. And I love how you said procrastination may feel good, but it doesn't add, it doesn't add any value. So I heard that loud and clear. Also, spreading ourselves too thin, chasing too many. You can't chase too. You can chase as many rabbits as you want, but you won't catch.
you'll catch any because you're all over the place, you know.
But for some of us, the fun is in the chasing.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, you know, and that's true. That's why they say that. You know, success is not really. It's not just a a destination. It's really a journey, you know.
Well, you could have that conversation at a men's event where you you're telling them and encouraging them to settle down. You could say, if you chase two women, you won't catch any of them.
Is that something? Yeah, but that's true because you know it's so funny because he was in that particular game. You know, most women don't want to be just one of many. They want to be that special one. And sometimes they'll elect not to play the game. How about that? You don't have to play the game. You know, if you can't focus on me, I don't want to be bothered with you. But I always say that in that situation, you know, with men and women, I think that if you treat a woman the right way, I mean, she can be all the women that you want her to be. You know, so I think it's really about that.
And that would absolutely be another program, but we do have, maybe I might have to start back up my relationship seminar, but we do have, there. If anyone has a question or comment on this topic, please, you can hit your number one key. I see we have people on the phone lines, bless you, and I know some will go back and listen to the archives. Very, very powerful message on today, a message to encourage you and to inspire you, to help you grow and develop so that you can move forward and you can become all that God would have you to do, and that you can tap into not only the power that is within you, but you can also tap into it with the purpose of releasing it and so that it can accomplish all that God has set out for it to accomplish through you. And so we have
That's
to
right.
build ourselves. I love those things he talked about, how to get ourselves right in terms of whether it's our mind, our thinking, putting forth our effort, what we are working on, you know. And again, if you have a question, you can just hit your number one key and I'll bring you into the call, you know, Terry.
Because I think what they're telling us basically is that, you know, I find that, you know, the most productive hours that you have are in the morning and also at night. Because, again, when you go to bed at night, if you put in your mind, you know, a idea or a subject that's percolating all night, that's being developed in the subconscious mind, and when you wake up in the morning, you really have something. That's why when I prepare for the program that we do on Tuesday, Monday night, I really, you know, put my notes together, and I just sort of go over my notes and just, you know, let that sort of stay in my mind and just sort of sleep on it. And then when I come up, I wake up in the morning, I get early, you know, and that's the first thing that I do. And again, it sets the tone for my whole day.
And, you know, and it's so true what you're saying, because when I decided to just kind of focus all of my efforts on the one main project, release your power, so many doors began to open. So I definitely believe that what he's saying in his book, The Power Focus, not that I haven't heard it before, and my pastor often preaches using the phrase, you can't chase two rabbits. That's one of his sayings. He says that all the time, you can't chase two rabbits, you know. And but I love the whole starting small. I like that as well because, you know, the Bible tells us, despise not small beginnings.
Oh,
and when you're working on something, you know, you start small, you're able to handle it and hone your craft and really work out the kinks in it. So as it's growing... Yep. you can manage it better.
Yeah, they say start small because, see, that way it's not overwhelming. I know a lot of times, you know, I have a friend of mine who's working on his PhD, and he was saying when he first started thinking about it, he said it was just overwhelming. And I said, well, look, what you do is just you take just one class at a time. Don't think about finishing the program. Just think about taking one class at a time. Think about getting a study schedule, maybe getting a study group. But, again, it's really one step at a time. You know, don't try to take it all on because it's just too overwhelming. So if you start small, it's step by step. And that's the way to look at it because, I mean, a lot of people would have really great ideas, but they get exhausted by thinking about, well, if I do this and I do that, I mean, it's going to take me such a long time. But, again, if you just take it one day at a time, one step at a time, it's not overwhelming and you don't get discouraged.
That's a good word. That's a good word. Taking it one step at a time.
Yeah.
No matter how much you have the dream and the vision of the end result, but you still have to back up to the beginning. You know, God will show you a lot of times. He'll show you the end result. He'll show you where he's going to take you or where it is you're going. But you have to back up to the beginning to get there.
Yeah.
You know.
And the funny thing about it is that with God and the way he works, I mean, I know for myself, and same with you, Lisa, I mean, I've had ideas, I've had projects that I've done, and when I've been faithful, when I've just stuck to it and I persevered and whatnot, it turned out much better than I could ever imagine. You know, it's great like that.
It will.
You know?
And you will, believe it or not, some people will have to fail in order to succeed. Look at Abraham. He took Abraham out in the desert and showed him a multitude of seed that he would one day have. But at that point, he didn't have the one seed.
Yeah.
God,
isn't that something?
God showed him the end result, but then he had to back him up to the beginning and give him the one seed, and then him and his wife decided to make a mistake even with that, because the wife said, that can't happen. So here, take my handmaid and embrace. You see, so that was really like a failure or a step backwards. It was certainly not in the plan that God had gave him, because God told him, your seed will be with Sarah.
Yeah, but I think we got to stop thinking of failure as a bad thing, because you know what? You know what scientists call failure? They call it experiments. And
oh,
so,
sure,
man,
it's not. Right.
No, it's not failure, it's an experiment. And Les Brown said, you know what? I'm going to fail my way to the top. I'm going to fail my way to success. I'm going to do as much as I can. I'm going to fall down. I'm going to get up. And he said, I love this, what he says, that, you know, when you fall down, make sure you fall down on your back so you can look up, so you can get up.
Yeah, and
you know,
what we mean by failure is the fact that it may not happen the way you initially thought it was.
Exactly. I love that. That is great. Yes.
Yeah, failure is a definite that we, you know, use and throw around a lot, whatever. But
but
mean it in the sense that it didn't happen according to your initial plan. So
therefore,
don't stop there, because some people, unfortunately, of course, we motivational, inspirational speakers, failure, that's the whole point. So you're right for pointing that out. We understand that failure is not failure. It's a way to learn what either not to do, get a lesson, and still move on. Unfortunately, some people, when these things happen, they do give up. So So thank you for reminding us that. But my point was that it probably will come down to, even when God shows you the end, backs you up to the, you probably won't go the exact way that you thought you would. Something is going to happen, whatever you call it. Something is going to happen that will seem like failure. It seemed like it's not a part of the plan. And you later will be able to use it for the ultimate, in the ultimate scheme of things. And
And that's the fun thing about it. You know, you do one thing and maybe that doesn't work out the way that you think, and you do something else, and then you find out maybe that then sometimes you have to put things aside and then go back to it later. You know, so sometimes maybe you don't have all those tools at that particular time, but as you go through life, you know what, let me go back and revisit this and bring it back, and now I can do it better, you know?
Exactly. That, yes, very, that's so true. Can be used for later and can certainly be a lesson, can be so many things when things like that happen. Just don't give up when these things do happen.
That's the
even
point.
Though it knocks the wind out of you, you know, like Les Brown. Get knocked down. It's going to take the wind out of you.
It's going to bring you to your knees, you know.
I tell you, I was watching Christian television last night, and I saw Dr. Juanita Bynum on there talk about a person been knocked down more times than one, and she's back up at it again.
Wow!
What time it was, like maybe 9:30-ish, 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good prime time to be right there on the Word Network. So the prime—that's one of their prime slots, and one of their non-prime slots would be like a 2 a.m. Most part,
yeah,
when
very few people are up, you know.
Still considers, you know, between like the 7 p.m. and 11 o'clock, more of a prime time-ish kind of thing. So have her on there and to know the many down, you know, setbacks that she's had the past so many years. And guess what? So it just goes to show that you can get up no matter what. No matter what you get. And so Les Brown was so right to say, if you get down, you know, if you don't fall on your back, I say roll over on your back.
That's right. Hey, accommodate yourself, you know. But again, the thing is that, like you said, you just never give up. You never get up. And you focus and you concentrate. And don't wait for someday. Make today that day, you know.
All right now. And yeah, like you said, like your advice to the person working on this education, one class at a time.
Yeah,
you know, don't focus on what you're doing at hand. Do it and go on to the next one. Because you can't get to the end until you complete all the little assignments that lead up to the end. That's the key.
You're right. Like
you can see the end.
Step by step, you know.
You can see the end, but you can't get to the end until you complete that lead up to the end. So it doesn't make any sense just to sit around and pine away at the end. You do want to see the end because you need to know kind of where you're headed.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that motivation day by day. A lot of people want to know, oh, how do you stay so motivated? What's motivation? Well, basically, that's the big secret to motivation. You've got to have it in mind. But now you got to back up, and then you got to work on every assignment, everything in the along the way to the end.
Yeah.
So many people think that, you know, getting a college degree is so hard. Why? When you have to just complete every assignment. That's, you know, the courses that we teach and that success course I teach students. You know, you get that sheet. You know how many courses you have to take, right? Let's look at them. You got to take 30 classes. Well, when you take all 30, you will get your degree in period.com. So go do it. You know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And like I said, and don't procrastinate. You know, do what you need to do. And that's why I say for many people, sometimes in the morning is the best time, only because most mornings are less distractions. Because once you start your day, once you turn on the TV, the radio, once you start the car, I mean, you're going into a whole other direction. But if you get up early and just you know, put that block of time just for that, then you'll be much, much, much better. And you'll feel more productive because, again, with productivity, the more you produce, the better you feel, and that makes you want to produce more.
You know, that's so true. On Monday, I had no plans of spending 9 hours watching the media. But not Monday, whatever day, Thursday, whatever day they were, whatever day they were capturing the Boston.
Oh, the bombers, yeah.
Friday, whatever day it was, I had no intention dedicating 8 hours to the television.
Yeah.
Turned me on early, heard some comments. I was sucked in the rest of the day they were, the news, the way they had it, it was designed. Every 5 minutes they said, we got breaking news.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the alert that grabs your attention, you know.
And, exactly.
We are definitely creatures of the media. You know, we are designed. You know, we watch a program, and that program is constantly moving from this to that. You know, and a lot of times it really, doesn't help our focus. But again, we have to understand that, you know, maybe that's where we need to learn, maybe in small increments, you know.
To study, man.
Yeah,
studying them. They were good. They knew just where to put the camera. They knew just what to say. Then they run that breaking news.
And before you know it, it's hours later, you know.
We want to hear news. You know, we want to hear the up to it, up on the minute.
You want to know.
And then they were like, we're going to go to, and the fact that they keep switching around kind of gets you hooked, because then you want to hear what Don is saying over there and what Carrie is saying at her location.
Well, I mean, see, and that's the thing. I mean, and that's why, you know, we as motivational speakers and motivational teachers, we have to take a lesson from that way of a presentation, because, again, people, you know, you got to really move them around.
Yes.
Know?
Hey, we're over here.
You know.
No, we're there.
You make it like a scavenger hunt, you know?
No. You know what? People love, my friend Valerie does them at her events. People love those things.
Of course they do. Of course they do. Because, again, we're wired in that way, because, you know, it's so funny. I remember even when I was a kid watching TV. I mean, you watch TV and they tell you, well, the next program or in the next hour, you just say, well, I don't want to watch that next program, but it makes it sound so interesting. I'm watching one program now, and now they have TV where you're watching one program, and then they have this little crawl thing telling you what's happening next, you know? So you're watching one program, but you think about the next program, you know?
And, you know, that's so good what you said about the way we're wired for that scavenger. Think back to that little TV show that used to have my grandson watching, and I used to be amazed how you could sit him down, and when he was only months old, like 6, 7, 8 months, that kid could sit for hours watching the TV show Noggin, and the TV show that he was paying attention to was the one where they called Blue's Clues, and they would put.
I know that show.
So there's got to be something to that, because the child, there's got to be something to that when they move the clues around your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's powerful. Because I was amazed. He was so, at that such a young age. Now, of course, the brain is still now very stimulated to answers. And a lot of these kids, that's probably why they go to school and they can't really perform well. Because they're not curious enough. That's it.
Yeah. Or even motivated enough. Because, again, I mean, that's why a lot of times the motivational speakers talk about what is your why? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this business? Why are you giving this service? Why? It has to be a why. Because if there's no why, you know, you don't want to do anything. Because, you know, why bother? You know, I do what I do, and I know you do what you do. We do it really for our families. Right now, I'm doing things for my grandchildren who are still not even conscious of what's going on. But again, you have to have the why. If the why is big enough, it will carry you through all the adversity that you have to go through, because why are you doing this? You know, well, I'm doing this for generations to come. I'm doing things that I might never ever see reach fruition, but you know what? It's motivating me every single day. I mean, I'm excited about the projects I'm working on. But again, I realize that I won't see all of this that I'm doing right now, but I'm planting the seeds. And for me, that's more than all right.
Yep. Okay, then. Well, that's all we have time for today. On that note, we will close out, but we will be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place, with another powerful discussion on All About Entrepreneurs. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank our listeners. Thank those of you who will go back and listen to the archives. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Professor Terry Benjamin, author.
Thank you.
Best-selling author, director, you name it, and he can do it. And as it relates to authoring, being an author, publisher, anything relating to a playwright, you want a book written, he can get it done. He can get it published. He can get it edited. He can get it done as it relates to any play. And I know they have some other things coming on, but we don't have time to talk about it this morning. So hopefully he'll share about it on next Tuesday on All About Entrepreneurs. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And we'll see you this time tomorrow.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.